You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just wanted to mention, Dodgers won today 11-9 in Chicago. They go to San Francisco next for a big rivalry series. Guys are here now, Cappy and Sidano. What's the most expensive car you've ever driven?
Ooh.
Did you drive ever drive a really fancy car?
Yeah, when I was young and single, I drove a fancy Mercedes sports car at one point. And then I didn't ever need to spend that much money on a car ever again. But I leased it for a few years.
Don't you get nervous? I would never want to drive an expensive car. I like a cheap car. My car is $25,000.
This will sum up L.A. better than any story. One of my fraternity brothers, we get out of college. And George, your story reminded me of this. He's trying to decide where he's going to live. But he's really only interested in picking up on girls.
Right.
So he decides to lease a super expensive convertible Mercedes.
Right.
And it's a really nice car, and it did help him get girls, but he lived in, like, a broom closet.
Yeah, that's LA.
I said, so when you meet the girls, where do you bring them? He goes, I say, let's go to your place.
Yeah.
I'll drive you there in my convertible. His car payment was twice as expensive as his rent.
Oh, nice. Right. Nice. God,
so, but it worked.
I know
a lot of people like that in different like cities where you know you got to try to you know play the part. You know what I mean? And L.A. certainly is that.
Cappy, what about you? You're a gigantic deal where you live there in Ensenada or wherever you are.
Right. That's right. South of the border in Ensenada. That's right.
Exactly. Where are you?
Cap
not?
Commutes from Mexico.
Aren't you at Ensenada Beach?
That's right. And I've got the global entry. So I get in
nice.
Really quickly and easily.
Perfect.
In and out, yeah.
Right. No problems at all for me. So, yeah, so I drive from south of the border up to L.A. It's not that bad,
and
really.
And what's the most expensive car you've ever driven?
Now, the question is that I've ever driven or that I've ever
That you've
had.
Ever driven. Like, you, somebody says, hey,
I've ever driven? Like,
I've got a Bugatti. Take this for a spin.
Somebody loaned? Oh, I've been in like, Maybachs before, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
It's Maybach.
I've only been in a Maybach. It's the most expensive car you can buy. It's made by Mercedes, but it's its own brand. Maybach.
The hotel, Sonano, where
the Lakers used to stay in New York, that was their house car.
This is one of the stories. So when I lived in Miami, and you know, it was in my all my life there, right? So, but this was in my mid to late 20s. One of my like childhood friends. You know, boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband, he was really, really connected, as like a manager for like a big club syndicate, like a group of investors that owned a bunch of big time nightclubs in Miami.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So he was like the manager of multiple of these clubs, and their house car was a Maybach. So
wow.
I would literally be like, hang out with him for the night, and we'd be driven around in a Maybach all the time. And one time in Vegas, I had some friends who were, high rollers, let's just call them. And they drove me around in a Maybach too. So that is the most expensive car I've ever been in. I didn't actually get behind the wheel either time, but yeah.
Kathy,
first time
you?
I ever
most
saw
most expensive.
Most expensive car. A friend of mine picked me up the other day. He had a 1976 Oldsmobile Cutlass. That he'd put some nice tires on, and he'd kind of raised it up in the back, a little dual exhaust action. And it was kind of loud, American
the
street car.
The nicest car you've ever been in is an Oldsmobile.
I'm not bougie. You know, like, I'm not talking about Maybachs. I didn't even know what Maybachs meant.
I used to drive a Lamborghini.
Lindsay, you drove a Lamborghini? What, in Cleveland?
A Lambo?
Yes. It was probably the only one in, like, Northeast Ohio. Besides the Browns players. My ex-boyfriend's dad or stepdad was loaded. And he always had, like, super fancy cars. When we all lived together, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I drove their Cadillac, like, that was my car. But then his stepdad got a Lamborghini. It was a yellow one. And I used to drive it all the time.
Yellow Lambo. Ooh.
The first person I ever saw drive a Maybach was Allen Iverson.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, when he was... Yeah.
I mean, a Maybach, I mean, you can get one right now, an S-Class Maybach. I'm looking it up here on Mercedes' website at the moment. You know, only 185 grand starting at 185.
No big deal.
That's a down payment on a house.
Inflation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, earlier you were calculating if you bought $1 million house, you'd have to put down over $200,000. So
yeah,
that Maybach is almost enough, Mace.
Yeah, it is. Almost enough.
Almost.
So, do you watch the, what's your take on this Draymond Green podcast thing?
Let's talk about that later. Like, we got plenty of time. We're going to talk about that. Cappy's going to want to go on about that.
Well, here, let's do this. Let's talk about this. So at 3 o'clock, yes, it's true. I said something to Lindsay because the question was, are you familiar with this stuff? And I'll read to you what was said if you guys really
Yeah, read the text. That's good.
Because I really wanted to just make sure we had the sound for it. So I said, hey, Lindsay, have you seen Draymond from his hotel room last night saying he's still going to podcast? Because everybody's been ripping Draymond Green. All the former players are saying that he's lost concentration. He's lost focus. He's more into his podcast than he is into the series, etc. And Lindsay says, come on, Cap. Do you think I've been hiding under a rock all day? No, I don't think you've been hiding under a rock all day. I'm setting up for, okay, good. Let's make sure we have that, you know? And then... eventually.
Well, that's pretty basic. Like, I would have the same reaction as her. It's like literally water cooler talk today. Like, people that I know that don't even like sports are texting me about that today.
You know, that's interesting you say that. I find it to be a great waste of time and energy to always be so snarky versus just saying yes or no.
Why are you so defensive, Kathy?
Why are you anti-snark? I love snark.
Is funny.
We live on snark around here.
Wait a second. If we're gonna, you used to be the snarkiest mother bleeper I ever knew 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you lived
so
on
now,
a diet
why are you
of
so,
snark.
Why are you such a tight ass?
You know what's going to happen to you? Let me tell you what's going to happen to you, George Sedano. Let me tell you what's going to happen. George, how many years have you lived in L.A.?
I've lived in L.A. for 7 years.
Okay. I'll give you three more.
Okay.
In three more years, you're going to drop your whole East Coast Miami yell and scream at everybody thing. I think that's
no,
what's going to happen.
No, the difference is I'm Cuban, bro. We're not going to – Latino people don't do that, all right? Yeah. I ain't going to be someone I'm not.
I give you three more years to calm down.
Wait, you give me three more years to what?
To calm down. You see, when I moved to Southern California 20-plus years ago, I also was still super wound up. Super East Coast, obnoxious, yelling at everybody all the time, the whole deal. Snarky at every turn.
Okay, then go do the show with someone else if you don't like it.
So hold on.
I'm just saying. Like,
listen to this guy. Listen, relax, will you?
I don't think relaxing is in Sedano's wheelhouse.
Do you not want to screw around and have fun, or do you want to just be defensive about it? I'm choosing today to be defensive about it.
Okay. Well, then now I know where we're with the starting
that's
point.
That's soft, Cappy.
Yeah.
That's like Clay Thompson. That's like, you know, Clay.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had a different – I love Clay. But I thought he was wrong, guys, to bring up the fact that the drunken fans in Boston went over the line. So, Dono, I'm genuinely curious to see if you agree with me on this. I think winning on the road in Boston – is one of the funnest things you can do in the NBA. I was trying to explain to Mace that the games back there start after 9 o'clock if they make it to the finals. So last night they tipped at 9:15 in Boston.
They're sauced up.
There is a bar every 10 feet outside that arena. It's on our street of bars. And there is a train station, guys, directly connected to the Garden. It's a train stop in Boston. So no one's driving to the games.
The Garden.
They're taking the train. Then they're going to the bars. Then they're getting hammered. Yep. And George Kobe used to say that there was nothing like winning on the road in Boston. Every fan was telling you to F off. They were screaming at you from the time you walked into the building. And I thought the Warriors complaining that the fans were being too vulgar and they were too drunk, was a mistake because I think it's just going to turn up the heat. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a mistake. I don't think they – I mean, look, they've been in pretty vicious – it's not like Cleveland, no offense, Lindsay, is like the nicest place to play. I remember –
but it's not like Boston.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you're ratcheting up there. You know what I'm saying? Because I was there for one of the most vile crowds I've ever seen.
Is that like a LeBron game?
The LeBron first game back was literally the seventh level of hell, okay? So, I mean – As nasty as Boston has been in the past, and I've seen plenty of that, I don't think that the Warriors have seen stuff that's not equally as bad. Like, I don't think these arenas are like the 80s or 90s anymore.
Yeah, it's just really – I've covered two finals in Boston, and granted they were 10 years ago, 10 and 12 years ago, but there was nothing – I generally – my heart would start racing when these games tipped off because they were so fun. The fans were so obnoxious and so into it. And I thought, if the Lakers can shut them up by winning this game, it'll be one of the great wins of their life.
Because I would say you could go to Philly or New York, and it's equally as obnoxious.
Yeah. But wait a second. Are we saying that – because here's where this started. I think that Clay, last night in the post-game press conference, with this whole thing about, oh, they're dropping F-bombs with children in the stands, like that would never happen anywhere, you know, in San Francisco, in Northern California. Nobody would ever curse in front of a child at a ball game. I just think that's feeding the beast.
See, I was at Dodger Stadium when the Astros came back for the first time, and the entire stadium, well, at least my section, chanted F. Altuve every time he came out.
Death to Altuve?
F. Altuve.
Oh,
F. Not death. Not death to Altuve.
Jesus.
It's not that rough.
Super violent.
Death to Altuve.
A little extreme, don't you think?
I mean, even Ireland can't defend that one.
Yeah. I mean, Mace, that's a little extreme to be yelling.
No. F. Altuve.
Oh, F. Altuve.
Yeah, just like F. Draymond. F. Altuve.
Oh, F. Draymond. You know, that's another whole story. You know, that his wife is so upset. Oh, how dare they say such terrible things. These people here in Boston, how dare they?
I will say, George, that if they better win Friday. The Warriors better win Friday because they have
no, if they go down 3-1, they're not the better team.
Right. That's what I think,
too. It's fairly obvious now.
And I think that, you know, they may have one more, like, late Muhammad Ali, late in his career, you know, come out of nowhere punch that they can win this game on Friday. But if not, I mean, even if I pick the Warriors in seven, I'm off it now. I think the Celtics are way better. I think I don't want Boston to win, but I think they're gonna. And I think the Warriors are gonna have to pull a rabbit out of their hat, even if they win on Friday.
Well, I think what the Warriors need is for Draymond to play like Draymond
and have more points
than
fouls.
Yeah, the game he controlled when he controlled the game, which he can do on offense without having to shoot. By the way, as long as he takes care of the ball, gets people where they need to be, he's actually their best point guard. And nobody talks about that enough. And defensively, when he's in everyone's head, he's the one not gambling and making mistakes on defense, which he made a ton of yesterday. Then they're in good shape.
Hey,
because they can't afford mistakes against this team.
You guys were talking, I was driving home yesterday listening to you guys, and you were talking about something, George, that I did until you brought it up. I didn't think it was intentional, and now you got me thinking that it was. Mace, did you see this story that the rim on the end of the Warriors, the basket they were shooting on, was set up 2 inches too high? It was 10 feet,
yes,
2 inches.
Yes, I did.
They're
conspiracy.
Cheaters.
And conspiracy.
Sedano said on his show that, George, you feel like this not only was intentional, but
no question.
Even predictable.
Oh, no question. Well, I'll tell you this. I talked to people in the Warriors organization last night, and they were pissed.
I would be too
about that. They lost 20 minutes of warm-up time before the game.
And by the way, had a terrible first quarter.
And exactly what happened was they were cold to start the game.
So if you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? They adjusted it and made it 10 feet. Yeah, they did. But in the time it took them to adjust the rim, that's the 20 minutes George is talking about, that it cost them 20 minutes of warm-up time. Because some of those Warrior guys, including Steph, shoot like an hour and a half before the game. They're out there early shooting and trying to get adjusted to the building. So
yeah,
I thought that was weird.
Gamesmanship. Yeah, that's called we're going to do everything we can while we're at home.
Sorry, you should dump that. That's crap.
You think so?
Okay.
Sedano, you're out of
twice.
Control.
I know,
man.
Sedano, this is twice now.
I like
it. Now it's fun.
Fiery Sedano.
I like it.
What it is, it's bleepery, okay? If I were Adam Silver, I would fine them $1 million. Come on, man. Like, this is not something that they're not known for, okay?
Right,
like,
and it opens a can of worms. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when somebody was complaining at the Mets were at Dodger Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and they were complaining that the video room smelled like rat urine.
Yes.
And I said, well, they're Cap, you'll appreciate this.
How do they know what rat urine
because they're from New York City, and they would know exactly what rat urine smells like. But and we got into a conversation about how much accommodation should you give the visiting team? And I made the point that you can mess with them. You can put them in a lousy video room that smells like rat urine, or you can make the rim 2 inches too high. But if you do that, you absolutely open the door, they're going to do it back to you. And that's why, George, your point is a good one, that the league should get involved and find him. If you want to find a million, find, do whatever, but make sure you say, hey, knock this off. Because now if I work for the Warriors and nothing happened to the Celtics,
I'd be pissed.
I'm turning off the air conditioning in their locker room when they get
back
to San Francisco.
By the way, they were also complaining yesterday about the temperature in the locker room.
Were they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly, that's Bush League.
Well, this
is
all in Pat Riley's book when he was the coach of the Lakers. Yeah. Pat says that the Red Auerbach used to pull this crap all the time.
All the time.
That's why I'm calling it gamesmanship.
Right, but do you want it, Gap? Do you want to allow it?
I think it's cheating.
Oh, no, it's listen, you use the phrase Bush League. That was yours, too, yesterday, George. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's like it's
just like win legit. Just go win legit.
Yeah, no, instead of just setting things up the way they're supposed to be set up and letting the two teams come out and do their thing, they may today be celebrating, look, we got them.
This is a multi-billion dollar business. This is not to be run like it's like your weekend pony league. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Heat's too high. The basket's too high.
Freak out of here with that.
Yeah. All right, so Cap will have more breaking news as we go through the day.
Oh, he'll be breaking news. You know what he'll be
breaking? Lots.
You know what he'll be breaking? The Dodgers won today.
Dodgers won.
Wait a second. Don't tell everybody that, George. I'm about to tell everybody that.
Hey, by the way, Cap, before we go, do you have a slump buster for the Angels? What should they do to snap their 14-game losing streak?
Okay, come on. Really? You're going to ask me that, and you know that I just blurt things out without even thinking
about
it?
Yeah,
it is
dangerous.
Mark Grace, the great old Cubs first baseman, said you got to go out and find the most unattractive person and hook up with them. Then you'll get out of a slump.
Boy, that is a really, really politically correct way of putting what he really said.
Yes. Well, I can't. It's 2022. I can't. Yeah. I can't really go much further than that, can I?
Right. But by you asking me that, it's almost like a setup. Like
it's
I'm going to blur it out. Right. Like exactly.
Let's get Cap fired.
Yeah. Right. I mean, come on, man. Yeah.
I have no wish that you get fired or reprimanded in any way.
I don't either, because I've got to rush to my car right now and turn this show on. Cappy breaking
news. I'm
going
to turn on just see if Sedano cusses again and they have to dump him.
Sedano cannot control his language anymore.
God bless him.
That's very interesting. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. Sedano and Cappy coming up next for you, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, come on. Bum, bing, um, bum. Ding, da, da, doom.
No singing today.
Ba, ba, da, bum.
Because you're a jack face. Ba, da, bum.
Bing, ba, da, bum. Do, da, 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 ba, da, bum. Wait a second. What's going on here? You're starting
no
out
No singing
calling?
Today. I'm in protest because you're a jack face.
Protesting singing?
Because you're a jack face.
You're protesting playing the bass guitar.
Yep, 100%.
Because I'm a jackface.
Yep.
I don't even know what a jackface is.
You know, you trust me. I'm trying not to curse. Just do, you know.
Oh, a bleep face. A bleep face.
Get creative
face.
In your head. Yeah.
A bleep. I'll have to Google it.
Exactly.
Please don't make him curse. Oh, my I've God. Dumped enough.
Come on, Georgie. Why are you cursing?
I'm just saying. Well, I'm cursing because I always curse. But I feel like it just also scares Laura.
Yeah, kind of freaks her out a little bit. Makes sure she's on her toes, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I think, you know, you get passionate about this whole thing in Boston, you know, and what I call gamesmanship, you call Bush League BS.
Bleepery.
It can be both at the same time. But I do think that somebody today is in the Boston Celtics offices, and they are celebrating that what they did contributed potentially to their win.
I don't think there's any question that's the case. I'm not no chance that anyone would deny that, or at least, you know, us here. But mission accomplished if you're them. But if I'm the league, you have to stop that at some point, because I'm telling you, I talked to people in the Warriors organization and their reaction was, this is exactly the type of crap, for lack of a better phrase, that you come to expect here. And this is the NBA Finals. It shouldn't happen.
I have a question. Why is it that the league isn't, like, having inspectors look at all of the equipment?
Well, my guess is they do. But then someone somehow changed it for two more inches, is my guess.
I mean, wouldn't you think that the NBA would be on the highest of alert for the two most important things there are in the game, the goals on each end? And like 2 hours before the game, the independent arbitrator comes in. I'm just making this up, but I'm
well,
just
I bet you from now on they will.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would think that's the way it would go.
Well, they
right?
try to do it on the honor system, is my guess. They do check them before every game, but you know, I don't know the exact timing of that situation when they do that.
That's very funny that they use the honor system when you and John Ireland over the last 2 days have quoted Pat Riley's book where Pat aired them out for all of their tricks. And if everybody knows it to be true, which again, that's why I don't think anybody was necessarily shocked yesterday. Where's the league to prevent this rather than have to fix it?
That's exactly my point.
Well,
that's it. That's what I would say. If I had a chance to talk to Adam Silver today, which I don't, I would say, Adam, why does this keep happening here? Like, what is the issue here? Like, it doesn't happen in New York or L.A. or Philadelphia or, you know, whatever, anywhere. It happens here all the time. Why here?
I think he's going to blame Bill Belichick. I really do. I think he is. I think that it's in Boston. It's close by. It's Deflategate. It's Spygate.
Yeah, but
it's
they were doing this way before Bill Belichick was even born.
I'm just looking for a scapegoat. That's all. I'm just looking for somebody to, you know, kind of pass the
Bill Belichick through. may not even have been conceived by the time they were doing this stuff.
All right. Well, I'm just coming up with answers. That's all. Just looking for some answers.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, it is true, George. You brought this up during the Super Crosstalk.
Right.
That I did send Lindsay a text at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
Just ensuring that we were all on the same page that this Draymond Green podcasting, because yesterday you brought up how much you loved his reaction to the players who said he couldn't play in the 80s because we punch him in his face if he pulled that crap in the 80s, right?
Right.
Those same old guys, the guys who were playing in the 80s.
Isaiah Thomas was the lead of this, in the front of this line yesterday.
Primary amongst them, Isaiah. Yeah. Zeke goes out and says, based on the way he scored and rebounded and all his line in the box score, this dude has lost complete concentration on the finals. His whole thing is, I'm about podcasting. Apparently, I'm not about playing anymore.
Okay. Now, let me say this. There are two things that can be true here. He himself admitted he had a bad game, that he didn't get in a good rhythm, and that he did not have the proper focus during the game because he could not get into the right rhythm. So Isaiah Thomas, in that regard, is right. But the podcast being the culprit here is such utter stupidity, is what I would say. Because let me ask you a question. You know, you were doing sports radio in the 90s, right? Do you remember what Michael Jordan was doing in the Eastern Conference Finals when he was playing the Knicks?
I mean, I feel like there's a whole storyline about him leaving New York and going to Atlantic City that night.
Right, right. And by the way, he probably wasn't alone, is my guess. Okay? So, but meanwhile, in that documentary, we saw Michael Jordan came back from said instance in Atlantic City and went on national television before the game with Ahmad Rashad, still in sunglasses, okay? Could you, looking like Weekend at Bernie's, okay? Like, could you imagine in 2022, okay, let's just say, for example, that Steph Curry or Draymond just decide, forget about, like, going to Atlantic City. They just went to one of the, popular Indian reservation casino in Connecticut, like a few miles away from Boston.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Gosh, I don't know. Fox
whatever,
Woods.
Whatever, that place.
Something Woods, something.
Yeah, Fox Woods or whatever, right? Let's say they went there.
I don't know, something like that.
And showed up, and Malika Andrews, okay, or Mike Greenberg or whoever was interviewing them, and they had sunglasses still on. What do you think the reaction today would be to that?
Oh, dude, Twitter would blow up. I mean, go crazy. Of course, we all get that. So what are you getting at, though, here?
So okay, but let me add this. Forget about the 90s. Let's go back less than a decade, okay? And I'm not going to name names, but over the last, I don't know, 15 to 20 years, I've covered a lot of playoff series, okay? Both for ESPN and not for ESPN. And within the last decade, I've covered many for ESPN. And do you know how many times I've gotten up to go like up, get up early for like a workout or something. And like early, like before the sun comes up, right? Because I just couldn't sleep. I'm like, I'll just go to the gym. And when I'm going to the gym, I've seen said players who I won't name.
You know, like, every time you say that, when you say you won't name them, you know I want you to name them.
No, and I'm not going to do it. I've
you know
seen
everybody
players,
listening
and
wants
these,
you to name
these
them.
Are just random series that I've covered over the years, okay? Mm-hmm. I've seen players, coaches even, like stumble back into the hotel late as hell, okay, before a game. So, but they're grown-ass adults, so of course they should be able to do that. As long as they can perform, who cares? And by the way, 99% of them performed just fine, okay? So what I would tell you is, if that, which is, like, I'm not breaking news here, athletes go out at night. Like, what am I mean, really? We can go back to Joe DiMaggio, you know what I mean? Like, and tell you those stories from the 50s. So, like, I'm not breaking news here that athletes do stuff. So you're telling me that that is more okay than Draymond's done a podcast? Like, how utterly ridiculous is that?
Well, I'll just say this. I know it sounds like an old guy. You know, it sounds like, oh, my God, he's doing this podcast. That's why he's not playing well. That's why he's only got 2 points. This guy could score more points and get more rebounds anytime he puts on his shoes. He's clearly not concentrating. And what I love about Draymond is he goes back to his hotel room. He's sitting there, and he's just telling everybody, I don't care what you think. I'm doing
whatever
I want.
Well, we can hear from himself if you want.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm paraphrasing at this point.
Yeah, let's hear him.
All right, let's do it.
Go ahead, Laura.
Draymond's focused on podcasting and blah, blah, blah. Listen, y'all going to get this podcast. Like I told y'all, at the beginning of these playoffs, this podcast ain't going nowhere. I'm going to leave the arena. I'm going to return to this hotel room. I'm going to return to my home when we're back in San Francisco. And I'm going to film this podcast. It will then be uploaded by Jackson. It will be edited by Jackson and uploaded by Jackson, and then you will turn this podcast on and you will listen.
And he's right.
Not just that. You're going to get this podcast. It baffles me. It's so funny when I hear people like, oh, you shouldn't be podcast. So what should I be doing when I get to my room?
Yeah, what should I do?
Like, should I go to sleep?
Yeah.
Should I watch the film of the game? Because I'm going to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. So what should I be doing when I get to my room? I want to know the real answer from people that say Draymond shouldn't be podcasting. So I hear all the noise about the podcast. It's not going anywhere. You're going to get this podcast. If you don't want to listen, don't. But you're going to get this podcast. And if you want to talk about it, great.
All right. So I love how he thinks that the whole world is listening and the whole world is watching. I'm going to do this podcast, and you're going to listen to it. You know who you are. You know you can't get enough of me. You know you want to know what happens after the game, and I get back to my hotel room before I start breaking down film. This is what's happening. I'm giving you all access here, and you're going to watch. You're going to listen. He cracks me up. And let me tell you something, George. I don't think his podcast is why he didn't perform. But I love all the drama. I love the old guys versus the young guys and the young guys firing back. I think it's all great entertainment. In fact, maybe more entertaining than the game.
I mean, it might be. But what I, again, like to me, it's like these old, like Isaiah Thomas, man, I respect Isaiah Thomas. Not every, you know, there are a lot of people who have a lot of different opinions about Isaiah Thomas. I do not have any, I have never had a bad encounter with Isaiah Thomas. So I can't say anything negative about my encounters with him. I mean, he's always been really, in the few times I've ever spoken to him, very nice to deal with, okay? But I would respond to Isaiah Thomas, hey, man, you play with Dennis Rodman. Like, are we serious about this? Like, really? Dennis Rodman was probably doing a lot of crazy bleep, okay, during those playoff series. And my guess is that podcasting in his hotel room or in his house, is probably a lot more productive than whatever Dennis Rodman was doing back then.
You know, the old guy would say this, though. He'd say, Yeah, but that was the way Dennis like blew off his steam. That was the way Dennis kind of cleared his head.
Yeah.
So that, you know, he never really lost focus. But I think this podcasting thing is what's causing a loss of focus.
Okay, so this isn't the way Draymond blows off steam?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what these guys are going to say. That's
I get what they're going to say.
Listen, but I think it's amazing access. Again, how come everybody isn't doing this? Hey, LeBron, can you do this too? Like, LeBron, when you get done with a game, can you go back to your room and just sit down and record your thoughts and let us just kind of see you for 15, 20 minutes? This is great access. I love it.
Let's go to Mike and Ventura real quick because we have to break in a moment.
Hello?
Yo. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I love what Draymond said. I think I heard him today talking about he wanted the people to call in and give him better ideas what to do in the hotel room rather than do the podcast. In other words, what should he be doing? He's sitting there in the room doing something that's clean, fun, and he wants people to call in. And I love that idea, getting that, you know, see what they want him to do. I love that thought.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thanks for the call, Mike. It really is silly to me, though. Like, I think I would enjoy it. I think he's the right personality to handle all this, and I honestly think he's going to have an incredible game four. The problem, you know what the problem is with Draymond at this stage?
Tell me.
I'll tell you on the other side. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You don't know. You don't know what it's like to be Draymond.
You just said, though, right before the break, you said you're going to tell me what Draymond's problem is. What's his problem?
Let me jam the TI here real quick. Because you don't know. I'm going to tell you about Draymond. Because you don't know.
Okay, tell me. Tell me what you know that I don't know. You're in the league. I'm out of the league.
The reality, the problem with Draymond right now is that he is just aging. That's what's happening. He's aging before our eyes. He's 32 years old. He has played a lot of minutes as an undersized center in the NBA. And he's playing against a younger, more athletic team. And you're seeing the age kind of creep in where he's not able to be as consistent night in and night out against this particular brand of basketball that he's facing.
Well, if what you're saying is right, that he's aging before our eyes, you and I have talked a lot about how as we've gotten older, we've become more emotional creatures. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Man, oh man, Draymond Green has built himself into a character in the NBA. Steph Curry is lovable. Klay Thompson is inspirational. And Draymond Green has presented himself as the attitude guy. He's kind of a heel, like if it were wrestling. You know, he's a heel and the bad guy. And Steph's the good guy. He's the baby face. So Draymond has created this persona. And so when fans get unruly, and by unruly, I mean yelling F Draymond, F Draymond, and they're chanting it like that. And then your wife goes on social media like, what a bunch of creeps, what a bunch of jerks. I had my children at this game. They had to hear the F word. It's like, guys, he built this persona. And that's why they scream at him, because he's that character. And now you're on social media complaining about that? Like, dude, you gotta give and take. You gotta dish it out, and you gotta be able to take it too. So I love Draymond in this character, and I love all the access and the podcasting
so
and the firing back.
Who do you have an issue with? Who do you have an issue with? Klay saying that, or you have an issue with Draymond?
I have an issue with Draymond's wife saying that she had such a problem with the F word that her children's ears couldn't handle it. She knows who her husband is and the character that he's become, and he's the villain. That's why the Boston fans are on him.
Listen, man, I think that it's these things are going to continue to happen. I understand she, but she's not the one playing the villain here. You know what I mean? So she's allowed to emote the way she wants to emote.
She can. All I'm saying is that he's that guy.
You're saying you're not sympathetic towards a mother sitting there with her 5-year-old.
I'm not sympathetic towards the whole situation. I'm just entertained by it all. And so, listen, when an entire crowd goes, hey, ref, you suck, ref, you suck, ref, you suck. Like, does the ref's wife go on social media and go, that's my husband. He's a real person. My children had to hear you say those terrible things
about
my husband.
Well, but
why do
you got to be a jerk about it? Like, why do you got to do
jerk?
That voice?
I just think,
like, I don't understand.
Because I'm crying. That's, like, my thing. I'm like, I'm crying.
Yeah, but
that,
that's being jerky.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, all I'm saying is.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
If Mrs. Kaplan.
Yeah?
Your mom.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Was standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you had missed like 4 field goals in a row or something.
Now, wait a second. Let's not get personal here, George. Is that's a straight up personal shot right there about missing 4 field goals in one game. Come on.
Let's say you did.
Well, it happened.
And by the time you came out there, all of a sudden the pit crowd would be like, oh, this guy again. And, you know, chanting nastiness at you. How do you think mom would have reacted to that?
Oh, mom would not have been happy. Not,
okay, well, that's all I'm happy. Saying. That's what Draymond's wife, Hazel, is reacting to.
Well, what I would say to my mom is, I'd say, hey, Ma, you got to understand, I sucked. Like, I was terrible. And so
Draymond has actually said that. Like, he actually, his response to it was, I'm actually happy that he, as in the child, saw that in regards to the chants from the Boston crowd. Because it just teaches him that that's what life really is. Like, let's not sugarcoat this thing. So both things can be true at the same time, Cap, is what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is I like Draymond Green. I like the character that he is. I like the media personality that he's become. And you got to take the good with the bad, you know?
Agreed. And he has said that. But she can have her own feelings about it.
I know. Well, I just want her to, like, thicken up the skin a little bit, you know, like it's like Westbrook. It's like, oh, I'm so hurt. My feelings are so hurt. My children had to hear them call me Westbrook. Like, everybody just grow a little bit thicker skin.
Yeah.
You're a professional. You're making a lot of money.
Easier said than done when you're not the one being chanted those things at.
I don't know, George. I feel like I got a pretty thick skin. I like to call it rhino skin. You know, I don't really know if it is rhino skin.
Mm-hmm.
Really thick. I mean, you got to really cut it deep. Deep cut. Feel me?
No, I don't want to feel you at all, actually. Or your rhino skin, for that matter. Let's go to Scott in Los Angeles. Scott, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
What's going on, dude?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and I'll tell you, when Michael Jordan did that gambling thing, nobody cared. Why? Because he's Michael Jordan. The problem, I'll tell you, the one problem with Draymond Green is his name is Draymond Green. He's not Steph Curry. He's not LeBron. He's not any of those guys. And look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, it doesn't matter how many wrong things he does, how many women he's with or whatever, cars he crashes, people love him. They'll turn on the tube right away. And that's the biggest problem with Draymond is he's Draymond Green. He's never going to be Steph Curry or any of those guys.
Right, but he's embraced the bad guy character.
Right, he's okay with that. Like, he's totally fine.
Yeah.
He knows he's not those guys.
And he's like Robin was. Whenever Robin would get caught, he'd be like, what is he doing? But if Michael Jordan did, they'd be like, oh, we'll give him a pass.
Rodman got plenty of passes, too, is my point. That's kind of the point I'm trying to make.
I mean,
we literally just saw a documentary, and thanks for the call, Scott, where, like, Michael Jordan had to go to a room and Carmen Electra hid in a closet or something like that.
When he was trying to pull Dennis Rodman out of a Vegas hotel room. Like, yo, we got to play. Hello, I'm here. I personally came here to get you, to bring you back.
I mean, that's way different, okay? Michael Jordan flew to Las Vegas to go get Dennis Rodman out of a room where Carmen Electra hid from Michael Jordan like a child. Like,
my God.
Like, dad was coming, and all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. You know, like, We're talking about a podcast.
We talked about a podcast.
Not a game. Not a game. A podcast.
Man, I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We all up in here talking about a podcast.
Pedro in Inglewood. Pedro.
A couple quick points. As far as the podcast and him recording it, I don't mind. But if you have to ask me my honest opinion of what he should be doing, I don't know anything that would make him better offensively, practicing three-pointers, layups, anything that could help
his hotel room?
No, stay on the court. Get some gym time somewhere. You're an NBA player.
Come on, man. I mean, these guys practice a lot.
Okay, hold on.
Tell him, Pedro.
Let me get to my second point. As far as him and complaining about getting the FU Draymond chance, how about you show some class when you play and then you'll get some class back? I couldn't agree more with Kaplan. If you're going to play and be the villain, this is what you expect. So, like,
I don't think he cares about it.
She should know better. She should know better. And you can't act like the Warriors fans don't say stuff to the players. There's videos everywhere of them cursing out players. So I don't know where they're going with the whole fan theory.
Have you been to a game in Boston Garden?
No. But okay. I've been to games. I've heard.
No. If you haven't been there, you don't know what it's like. Like, you don't know what it's like.
I'll say this. I've been to a Staples Center playoff game with Kobe against Utah. I'm not a Laker fan. I'm just there to watch the game and have a good time. And I've heard things said to me that.
I don't know how much bigger it can get than that. Pedro, you can go to any game. I'm with you on that. You can go to any game and hear that.
Yeah, so take it easy. They're
level.
You're not special.
What I'm saying to you is there are levels to this. And the Staples crowd, and thank you for the call, is
Draymond, way more classy. Take it easy,
than
Draymond.
Some of these other crowds. Okay?
Way to go, like, Pedro.
I wonder if he's a Clipper fan.
The Staples crowd, okay, will... Like, I've seen guys come through here, like when Dirk was retiring and Dwayne Wade was retiring their last times through here. Like, they got tremendous ovations from the Staples crowd the entire night. Not just once, like, you know, they've done in some of these other plays. Like, the entire night, like, the crowd is there. Yeah, they want the Lakers to win, but they are there because they want to honor that person, too. You don't get that everywhere, okay? Let me tell you something about Staples Center. Like, I've been to every arena pretty much in the NBA at this point. And there are very few places that you get that kind of classiness to a crowd. And it ain't happening like that in Boston very regularly is what I'm saying. So, let me go to Larry in Temecula. Larry.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
What's up, Larry?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, man?
So this whole Draymond Green thing, you know, I'm just looking at this, and maybe I'm too old school here, but Draymond's getting torched out on the court. His team's playing for a world championship, and his whole attitude is, it's almost arrogant. He was quoted with just his whole attitude. Oh, I'm going back to the hotel tonight, and I'm doing my podcast. I don't really care what anybody thinks. Well, this Draymond, let Draymond be Draymond thing, he's letting his teammates down. Maybe he needs to go back to the hotel room and look at some tape. And figure out how he can help you
because he doesn't do that.
Win
right.
a world championship.
Tell him, Larry. You're right.
Tell
Larry. He doesn't do that.
Tell him, Larry. Tell him what to do, Larry.
Right.
Show
him. You know what? He shouldn't be playing on the Golden State Warriors. If he wants to run a podcast, maybe he should go work for ESPN and become a commentator.
But well, he already works for TNT, actually.
And help
he
your team lose in the finals.
Yeah.
Larry, you got to get to him, Larry.
His team is losing in the finals because he's playing poorly, because he's older now. He's not the same player, and he's playing against a much better team and a more athletic team.
Let's not make excuses for him. Go back.
What do you mean excuses? Larry, let me ask you a question. Do you know how to watch basketball?
Yeah.
Do you know how to watch basketball?
Yes.
No. Do you know what you're watching when you watch basketball? Can you honestly make the assessment?
Of course I know what I'm watching.
Okay, then let me do this. Hold on. Then answer this question, Larry. When you're watching those two teams, which team looks younger, more spry, and more athletic?
Boston. But that's not the point. The point
Oh, that's
is
not the
Draymond,
point? You don't think that matters? No.
Attitude. Don't
okay. You're right. It's his
world,
attitude.
I don't
it's not
care.
That they're just
I'm
better.
Going back to the hotel to do a podcast.
You're right.
Go watch some tape.
Right. He doesn't do that.
Go watch some tape.
He doesn't
put
watch
in the
tape.
Effort to help your team win.
Yeah.
Larry, he literally just told you in that sound we just played, and thank you for the call.
Great call, Larry.
No, stupid call.
Lair. Okay, Cap.
Lair. I mean,
Lair.
Really?
Lair. Why can't you do both?
You're going to tell
You're going to tell. I love the guy who called. I mean, this is all a show of the guys calling into this show today are literally just a carbon copy of you.
No, no. Haters. Let me tell you what the deal is. The guys calling in are the guys that Draymond was suggesting give him ideas as to what he should be doing. Now, I don't know how to get a hold of Draymond. Should we tweet him? Did he give a phone number? You can call me on my podcast.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
But if he actually was soliciting real ideas as to what he should be doing other than his podcast, Larry has an idea. Watch
tape. Utterly ridiculous. You're going to sit here and tell me the guy doesn't watch film? Like, he's not watching film. Right. Like, oh, that's not happening. The
no, other that's guy not
telling,
what I'm
telling
you.
Telling him, go shoot. Where?
That's right.
In your hotel room?
No,
really?
No. He wanted him to go
he
find a
local gym. He wanted
him to
leave the hotel room and go to a gym.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go find a local gym. I'm going to call a janitor at a high school.
Yeah, because that's
going to
work out really well in Boston.
Because I got to find some place to work out a little bit.
Yeah.
These guys are coming up with brilliant ideas, in my opinion.
Yeah, so brilliant.
Sure.
Yeah, really brilliant.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Jonathan Watson tweets us. Jonathan Watson is one of the great listeners to this radio station. Do you know this song?
Umbrella, Ella, Ella, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella, Ella, 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 hey, 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 hey.
What do you think?
Why do you add more hays than there?
I added more hays, and I think I added one too many Ellas.
Yes. Do you know who sings this? Come on. You sang it and don't know who sings it?
Is it Reynoso?
Yes, it's Reynoso. That's exactly who it is, Cap.
Who's Reynoso?
He's the guy that he guessed when
made
we were doing
up.
Name That Tune, and he was like, Reynoso?
I don't know. I wasn't here that day.
I couldn't get, like, Rihanna out of my mouth. Like, I couldn't. I came up with Reynoso. And then everybody told me Reynoso is, like, some great soccer player. He's some great fighter. There's, like, a million Reynosos, apparently.
Well, there's a lot of Reynosos. Yeah, Emmanuel Reynoso is the soccer player. There might be a Reynoso boxer, too, I'm sure, at least off the top of my head. I think Eddie? Are you thinking about Eddie Reynoso?
I think Eddie Reynoso, right. Yeah. Is he a trainer, or what's his deal?
Yeah. Good Lord, man. Reynoso.
I couldn't get Rihanna. I was so close. Is that Rihanna?
It was Rihanna, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Ay, Dios mío.
Where were
anyway,
we?
Jonathan Watson.
Yeah.
Tweets us and says, all this Draymond Green talk reminds me when fans were mad at Shaq over his free throws and saying, practice your free throws. Shaq, don't be making movies, commercials, and rap albums. It's true. That's exactly what. Everyone wants to tell the professional athlete who has gotten there all their life on their hard work and their work regimen to all of a sudden, they're going to tell them what to do.
Right.
Like, I always find that to be the dumbest part of sports radio.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's great. Like, hey, Shaq, cut it out with the rap song, Shaq. Get in the gym and let's work on those free throws.
Right.
Come on, Shaq. What are you doing, man?
You know what, Scott? I'll make them when they count.
Oh, my God. Was that your Shaq?
No, it's not. It's actually the worst thing. I don't do a Shaq, but that's the best thing I can do right now.
Yeah.
It's definitely better than your.
No, come on.
It is
no,
better
come
than
come
yours,
on,
Cap.
Dude.
Sorry.
Come on. My Shaq is like.
Chuck. Hey, Chuck. I'm going to make them free throws. I'm going to make them free throws. You ain't know nothing about no championship, Chuck.
Come on. It's pretty good.
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but come on. It's not. It's definitely better than your Shaq.
I make them when they count.
You guys both suck, actually.
Okay,
I'm not good at it, but I'm not the one saying I'm good at it.
I can live with that. I can live with both sucking, though. I can live with both sucking. I can't live with his is better than mine.
Okay, you guys both suck.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, mine is terrible, but yours is way worse.
No, mine's close.
You make Shaq sound like my grandpa Shaq.
But it sounds this like is the, Grandpa Shaq. But
the Simpsons grandpa.
Right. It is the Simpsons like. Grandpa. That's exactly what it is, Lindsay. Yes.
I just don't know what the Simpsons grandpa
the,
is.
The one that you just
trust
did.
Us when we tell you that's what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah. Right. The one you just did sounded like a vampire grandpa. I don't know what you were doing with that.
Yeah. Really,
that's vampire grandpa Shaq is what that is.
Some weird that's, vampire-y that's accent to it, like the count.
With you. What kind of a mental midget are you sometimes? Jesus.
It's not mental midgetry. It's just like... It's like a lot of things happen in this particular brain at one time.
Oh, yeah, like
a,
we know that.
A lot of cross-circuit yes. kind of stuff.
By the way, real quick, congratulations to the Shelburne family. Mm-hmm. Ramona just had their second child, Jacob. So congratulations to them, Momo and them. I texted with her earlier today. Everybody's
mazel
doing
tov.
Good.
So. Mazel tov to Ramona. Mazel tov to Nevin. So mazel tov to the whole family. Now,
we
by
call
the way,
Nev Dog around here.
Oh, the Nev Dog. Now, George, do you know who Ramona and Nevin's new baby, you say the baby's name, did you say Jacob?
Jacob, I believe, yes.
Do you know who the baby shares a birthday with?
Her mom.
Whose mom?
Ramona's mom.
Oh, okay, great. That's nice to know. That's not who
Yo,
I was thinking.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
She mentioned that.
No. He's one of our colleagues here at 710.
Yeah.
Today happens to be his birthday.
Who's that?
Well, the baby was born yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, then forget it. Doesn't matter.
Wait, whose birthday is today?
Yeah, who's
Shout
baby?
Out to my man, DeMarco Farr,
oh,
the Super Bowl champ. Happy birthday, champ.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
DeMarco. I saw DeMarco at the grocery store last week. Like I do all the time.
You guys just run into each other like at the deli or what?
Where were we? No, we were in the back kind of the grocery store, like near the meats department, kind of, you know, where they have like the butcher, but then there's like the prepackaged meats, you know, like we
what
met,
are you getting
ran
back
into
there.
Each other there.
Yeah, but what are you getting at that back there?
What was I was cutting through part of the grocery store through that particular area because the bakery is also right by there. And I was getting my kids something, and then I was bouncing over. What was I getting? I don't know. I was getting something else for like something in the frozen food section. And okay. I just happened to run. But I run into him all the time because we live in the same neighborhood.
Got it. Well, happy birthday, DeMarco. What was he getting? Do you know?
I don't know. He was there with his lovely daughter, his youngest, I believe. And she was very, very, very nice. What a nice young lady.
Well, that's very nice to hear that she's a very nice young lady.
I'm not surprised because he's also a very like, you know, nice person. And he's also very like polite. And she was very polite.
All you need to know about DeMarco Farr, if you're like, I don't really know the guy, tell me about him. I'll tell you two things. This guy was a winning football player at every level he played at, but he's like vice president of the Dungeons and Dragons Club in his high school.
Yeah, so I believe that.
That gives you an idea. Defensive lineman, vice president of the Dungeons and Dragons Club, and he'll correct you. If you say he was the president or the treasurer, he will correct you. He was the vice president of the Dungeons and Dragons Club in high school.
Chris Bosch, when I covered him, was always reading like coding books and stuff and Harry Potter. Like, you know, like he'd read fantasy stuff and then he'd read like super techie, nerdy stuff. There's just a lot of guys that are in sports that are really talented that are like that. Not everybody's just 100% into sports.
Anybody here on the Dungeons and Dragons Club?
Not me. You know, it's funny. Initially, I did not want to watch Game of Thrones because I thought it was Dungeons and Dragons. And then I realized there's a lot of politics and sex and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, ooh, okay, let's give that a shot.
Yeah.
And then I caught up six seasons in. Like, I was like, boom, 2 weeks.
I know how to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know how to play. I didn't know it was a game.
It's cool. It's just, you know, RPG, role-playing game.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. By the way, Raul tweets us that Eddie Reynoso is Canelo's trainer. Cappy, how do you not know that?
I see. I got Reynoso, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's Canelo. It's your guy.
I know. Well,
Festy.
Canelo is, but Reynoso's not.
No, really? You're in his circle and you don't know Reynoso?
No, I'm not really friends with Eddie. Eddie and I, we kind of run with different crowds.
You're so sus.
I guess. don't steal my word.
Jonathan Watson tweets us again. I mean, Jonathan Watson's fired up about their show today.
What's going on with him?
He says, all these Laker fans rooting for Boston because they hate the Warriors aren't real Laker fans. And where did this Warriors hate for the team and fans come from with? Hashtag Lakers Nation. Laura, I saw you tweet something similar, actually.
I know. I was going to say, Watson, that kind of sounds like my tweet, but it's okay. We can share it. Yeah, he said something along those. Like, look, I get it. I understand why people love Tatum so much because of the connection with Kobe. But as a Laker fan, like, you don't root for the Celtics. Like, you just don't. So I don't get it. So that's why I said bleep Boston.
But you do
to
root
quote
for
my,
the
To quote
the
my guy, Toby Hicks, our friend and comedian friend, he said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I don't care if Jason Tatum was Kobe's nephew. I ain't rooting for the Celtics.
Mm. I'm with Cap, though, on the cross, you know, conference rival thing. Like, I'm thinking I don't want anybody from the Eastern Conference to win the finals because it's not my team, which plays in the Eastern Conference. So that's how I would look at it. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, Laker fans are supposed to hate the Celtics, but they're supposed to root on the Warriors who are in their division, in their conference.
Well, they don't have to root
they
on
don't
for
have
anyone.
To root for them, though. I'm just saying, like, yesterday I said I don't understand the hate. That's different from needing to root.
Yeah. All right, we got a full board of calls here that people want to chime in on all this Draymond stuff and the last couple callers. So hang out. We're going to break for 2 minutes. We do a quick what you need to know with Lauda, and then we'll get right back into this next.